This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
14 minutes to 5, you're with Em this afternoon. Live theatre and performance is back in a big way, and one of Melbourne's most iconic theatres hasn't disappointed with their announcement of their upcoming 2022 season. Malthouse Theatre are set to bring some incredible works to the stage, and here to tell us about it is their new work manager and resident dramaturg, Mark Pritchard. Mark, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, the Kardashians and Jenners may very well be the most known people on the planet right now, but perhaps that's not always a great thing. You've got a Melbourne premiere of a comedy relating to one of the Jenners. Can you tell us about it?
That's right. Yeah, it's called Seven Methods for Killing Kylie Jenner, and it's actually a British play, a two-hander, about two black women who take issue with the amount of kind of coverage Kylie Jenner gets and her proclaiming herself as a self-made billionaire. So one of the women, Cleo, is not having a bar of it. And so she basically starts a Twitter tirade talking about the many ways she'd like to kill Kylie Jenner, but also the kind of like the political collisions that are coming up for her and why she takes issue with this white woman taking up space from all the other black women and what's going on there. And I guess the cultural appropriation, ideas of kind of colorism and racism come in. But also Cleo, this kind of main character, then confronts her own kind of blind spots and where her politics kind of leave her dry. So the play kind of like crosses between in-world, like kind of in the real-world narratives, but also into the kind of social media sphere as you're watching different kind of the Twitter storm that kind of circles around this person who stumbles into a big conflict.
It sounds incredible. It's an English play originally, and you think it is set to, I guess, inspire conversation and thought amongst Australian audiences as well?
Absolutely, yeah. There's something about this play that has really struck a voice, in terms of what's going on now in our kind of culture and the way that conflict happens and the way it kind of traverses across social media in the world. And this particular production premiered up in Sydney last year. People may have heard a lot about it. It was like hugely popular, has had extra extensions and encore seasons. It's just knocked it out of the park up in Brisbane. So we're very excited to be bringing this production down here with an all-Australian in terms of directors and performers, the whole creative team. So I think it has a lot to say to Australia as well.
Is it the same cast that was in the other states?
Yeah. More Blessing Maturere and Iolanthe are the two performers, and Zinzia Kenyo and Shari Sebbins have co-directed the production.
Fantastic. It sounds amazing. We should all be familiar with the Australian classic Looking for Ella Brandy. The stage version is set to make its Australian premiere at Malthouse. Why did you want to see this Australian classic on stage?
It's the kind of title that resonates so much with people, like anyone who has grown up in Australia, particularly if you're of a migrant background or an Italian background. Looking for Ella Brandy really did do something kind of revolutionary. Like many people studied the novel, obsessed over the novel, and loved the film as well. And we just feel like it has more to say, and that a stage production can bring out some interesting things in terms of the relationship between the main character and her mother, like Josie, her mother and the grandmother, the way those three women have different experiences of what it is to be a migrant person in Australia, and the intergenerational conversation between them is super interesting. So we wanted to bring it back, bring a fresh lens to it. Vidya Rajan, amazing comedy writer, is doing the adaptation, so she's bringing a distinct perspective to it as well. We feel like it's a classic that's so beloved, but still has more to say and can speak to where we are now as well.
It sounds incredible. Just to backtrack a second, we were talking about Seven Methods to Kill Kylie Jenner, which is coming to Malthouse in 2022. Susie Rong, who is our resident theatre, TV and film reviewer here on Joy Drive, actually messaged me and said that that was the best thing that has been in Sydney theatre for like the last 5 years. So that's a treat for us.
True. I experienced it up in Sydney, and it is an experience, you know? It's like you read a play on a page, and like, yeah, I get it. And then what was happening in that room, the people who were turning out, and the conversation that it was clearly striking. Like, it is funny. It is riotous. It is such a great production. So we just have to get it then.
Love it. I'm chatting with new work manager and resident dramaturg at Malthouse Theatre, Mark Pritchard, about what's on in 2022. Now, Mark, not only are you showing the Australian classic Looking for Ala Brandy, you're also exploring a dark history of Australia through the show The Return. What can we expect from that?
Yeah, The Return cracks into a story that people have a thread of, but runs so much deeper than I think people really appreciate. So The Return is talking about repatriation, the repatriation of Indigenous remains. So a lot of Aboriginal bodies and bones have been dug up throughout our history and kind of trophied, I guess, by the museums or by the kind of medical institutions, and a lot of them by museums and universities. So they were sort of collected and trophied and have been stolen from country. And for First Nations people, like the remains of deceased people are as alive as the people living around us, you know, like they are ancestors, they are people who we are connected to. And so this play is talking about the project of bringing those remains home to country, getting them out of museums and private collections, and the way that that kind of journey, I guess, pieces back together some pretty dark parts of our history. But ultimately, it's about healing. It's about the power of having difficult conversations, of confronting truth, and you know, working through our own biases and fears to create peace and bring healing to country.
It sounds like an incredibly important show, Mark. And I mean, listening to all of the shows that are coming to the Malthouse this year, it's varied, but they all seem like really important and really entertaining. How do you choose what to put on at the Malthouse, and why were these three shows that we've just mentioned put on the program?
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge new work department, so I do a lot of commissioning and developing new work in-house. And we're always on the hunt for scripts and projects that will really, I guess, speak to the times and who are saying something distinct, not just kind of, you know, universally powerful, but something that really speaks to now and really speaks to here. So these are stories that we feel like connect well to the fabric of Melbourne, that are pushing, you know, political conversations, cultural conversations, speaking to the diversity of voices in this community, and always giving a new spin on an idea or saying something we're not seeing elsewhere. So I guess we look for projects that really do have a kind of distinctive voice, a provocative voice, and are entertaining, thrilling, funny, dark, moving. Like we love that kind of eclecticism of tone. So across these three works, you're seeing it already. So it's always about that kind of mix of voices. There's always something new and always something surprising. That's what you get out of a Malthouse show.
How important do you think theatre is to creating conversation and relaying important messages?
Yeah, I think this is a conversation we've really been having throughout the past 2 years when live performance has been shut down. A lot of artists have had to go internal physically and spiritually and kind of go, what's meaningful, what's important about what we do? And there is such a hunger to have live experiences, to share things in a room, actually, not just kind of filtered through a screen or reading a newspaper, but actually to be in live space with other people and have a live experience. And there's something about theatre that speaks to that collective negotiation, that sense that we do need to kind of come together and work it out. And theatre actually embodies that. The story happens live in front of you, and you as an audience member are part of that. So you're feeling something energetic and kind of magical that you just don't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. The magic of theatre, as they say. Mark, is there something for everyone this year at Malthouse?
Of course. We just closed Stay Woke, which was Aaron Thangaratnam, a Sri Lankan Australian playwright, talking about identity and talking about the kind of rivalry between brothers and how kind of woke politics becomes weaponized. So it was like a riotous kind of comedy, really, like, you know, young, diverse audiences really engaging with it and getting excited. And then there's something for our more seasoned audience members as well, people who really love these kind of deeper political questions, this engagement with history. And, you know, there's always like different access points. Like, I find our work quite engaging and accessible, but also challenging too. So we're always trying to do both things.
It sounds like it's set to be an awesome season at Malthouse. So thank you so much for chatting to us about it, Mark.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
For more info, you can head to malthousetheatre.com.au. And that was Mark Pritchard, who is the new work manager and resident dramaturg at Malthouse here in Melbourne.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.